felt that way for 3 years since the wreck. For a lot of times, people were wanting me to fill the void that Rich left, and I wasn't interested in doing that. And I felt if I did, that it would be the wrong thing to do. For the void was there because of who Rich was, and he was pushing me towards doing this, and I'm simply doing what I was heading towards anyway. And there's no doubt that I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Rich. There's no doubt that I've gleaned an unbelievable amount from him in music, just musically, songwriting wise, and just how to go about life. But I am my own person, and it's been interesting. You know, a year or two ago, and even on today, the transition is happening where people are starting to be more familiar with me and my music, and then it's like, oh, you were with Rich. Oh, I can see that, or I didn't know that. But initially it was. That's why people were familiar with me, and I'm fine with that because that's a way for Rich's impact to continue, for him to keep influencing people. But I too have been wanting to get to the point where I go, I can do this. Yeah, that's pretty much why I was playing with him. It's not because I was a good musician or anything. I mean, I was basically a young kid that he took a chance on because he liked hanging out with me. And who knows why, but so he decided to let me play some songs in his concert, and he was my biggest fan. He did push me harder than anybody towards doing music, and he is why I am doing it. People ask me who my influences are.